This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karge. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their National Day tomorrow. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the NDA government in Bihar is working towards building a developed state with full support from the centre. Mr. Shah was addressing the regional convention of BJP leaders and workers from the Shahabad and Magadh regions in Rohtash district. He urged party workers to go door-to-door and inform people about the initiatives taken by the Nitish Kumar government for the welfare of the women and the youth. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre will provide full funding required to upgrade industrial training institutes, ITIs, in the states into AI-driven training centres. Ms. Sitharaman was addressing the annual symposium of the Indian Foundation for Quality Management in New Delhi. She said ITIs are being upgraded to meet the changing needs of the industry.
These ITIs, as I said, one in every district, there are about 750 approximate number, 750 districts. So if these ITIs would adopt a hub and spoke model within a state, we will be able to provide them the entire money required for upgrading these places for AI-driven training centers.
The Election Commission today said the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the deletion of votes were incorrect and baseless. The Commission said no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public as misconceived by Mr. Gandhi. The Commission stated that in 2023, certain unsuccessful attempts were made for the deletion of electors in Aland Assembly constituency of Karnataka, and an FIR was filed by the Commission itself to investigate the matter. Earlier, addressing a press conference at the party's headquarters in New Delhi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that at least 6,000 votes had been deleted in the Aland Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, BJP alleged that by taking help from toolkits, Mr. Gandhi constantly questions and undermines the constitutional institutions. Union Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the revival of Uj River Multipurpose Project in Kathua district would benefit Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir in many ways, including curbing cross-border infiltration. He said after the completion of the project, it would enhance utilization of waters of eastern rivers like Ravi, Bias and Satluj, allotted to India as per the Indus Waters Treaty, to address chronic water shortages. He said this would facilitate irrigation of nearly 90,000 hectares of agricultural land in Gurdaspur and Pathankot in Punjab and Sambar and Kathua in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has successfully conducted a pilot program to test AI-enabled facial authentication technology for swift and secure candidate verification during various exams. The pilot program was conducted during the NDA and NA2 examination and CDS2 examination held on the 14th of this month. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, today opened strong but lost momentum in afternoon trade. Despite the pullback, they managed to close nearly 0.4% higher. The Sensex surged 320 points to cross the 83,000 mark for the first time this month, closing at 83,014. While Nifty advanced 94 points to settle at 25,424. And in badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.